Hey again, crew, and welcome back to another week of Contrarian Thinking. This one entitled, Buy Whenever Everyone Says You're Nuts. Basically, if no one thinks you're crazy, you're late. Gas is over $5 a gallon, skyrocketing equipment prices, increased driver pay rates. Oh, and did we mention that 55% of U.S. owner-operated trucking business fail in the first 18 months? So why on earth would anyone get into trucking right now? Because often if everyone agrees with you, you're too late. Commodity industry plus disruption equals opportunity. So today what we're doing is we're breaking down how a former trucking accountant turned trucking business owner makes $2,200 a day with just one truck. But a quick spoiler alert, we might be doing a full playbook on this next month inside our premium cash flow community. If that sounds good to you, check it out. Cash flow is like, how can we say it? A mini MBA getting you to your first $100,000 in passive income. If you're interested, you know where to go. Two drivers plus one day cab equals $2,200 a day, and legally. David McGill started with a day cab, aka no bed in the back truck, with no trailer as a first-time trucking business owner, mainly because they're lower cost, but also because you just drop the hook and shippers load a surprisingly quick response, even for us less than handy humans. Check out this video in the blog. This one's great. But all jokes aside, minimal wait time between loads equals less waiting equals happier drivers equals more time for more loads. But back to David. The key is to look for different loads. Many truckers don't know the different types of loads exist, but you do, dear contrarian, because you have us. You need to do your research, always be consistently building your network, persistently following up with shippers and brokers who may not have needed your services a month or two ago, and of course, be patient. But first, did you know apparently truckers look like this these days? Peep the sexy hot chick trucker TikTok inside of the blog. I mean, I had a slightly different visual than this, but let's speak like a truck driver. Before we dive into how to do it, we need to cover some trucking terms that apply to his $2,200 a day sitch. A day cab, it's a truck with no sleeping quarters. Power only, it means a type of load where the truck driver moves the shipper's trailers for them. The driver's truck doesn't have a trailer. It's also known as a drop and hook. Dedicated, it means a consistent route but not contract, meaning the shipper can cut ties at any time. Local, start and end in the same place. Now show me the money. Here's the make money step-by-step guide. First, a couple of sneaky moves. The first one, the customer needed these loads delivered by 5 a.m. the next day. A single delivery time for three loads gave David a ton of flexibility versus needing each of the three loads at different times. Because he got used to two drivers, he managed to keep driver time under 11 hours for each of them, aka that's where the legal aspect comes in. Now here's how it all goes down in detail. Trip one, driver one. First trailer for driver one is already loaded and ready to hook up to the truck. Driver one drives about 125 miles for the delivery, 250 miles round trip. He unhooks a hook trailer at his first destination and then hooks up an empty trailer and takes it back to the starting point. Revenue for that, $725. Trip number two, driver number one. Driver one returns to the original location. He drops off the empty trailer, hooks up a loaded trailer, and heads off on another 250 mile round trip in another direction. If driver one has had time before he hits 11 hours, he'll grab the customer's third trailer for the day and drive it over to David's truck yard to save driver two a trip. Revenue for that, $725. Now, trip three, driver two. Driver two takes that trailer and heads out on a 300 mile round trip either from the truck yard or from the customer. Revenue for that, $725. And there you have it, folks. Three trips at $725 a day in one truck for $2,175 a day from just that one. If you assume 40% capacity throughout the year, that's $321,000 a year in revenue. But how much did it cost him? In the example above, here's a rough profit and loss analysis. Now, if we take a look at the revenue being $2,175, his costs are the factoring company, like a transaction fee, driver payroll, W-2 payroll tax, insurance, fuel, maintenance, and additional expenses. So what is that total a day? $1,319. That example is from 2020, which means fuel costs are going to be a lot higher and it'll take away from your profit, but you still have a good margin here. Okay, but what about the cost to start a business? Costs will vary depending on your state and how you file things and what type of truck you get, but let's give you a rough breakdown. The graph in the blog shows it a lot better than I can speak it, but here are some other things to take a look at. Your LLC, your operating authority, your BOC3 filing, the semi-truck, which that cost can vary, commercial liability insurance, and many more. So a total for him, it ended up being $29,557. So what else varies? Well, for example, David didn't have to pay a DOT inspection fee since the truck he bought already had one. Similarly, you'll want an emergency fund starting out for maintenance and accidents. Moving forward, the rule of thumb for this is to tuck away about 10 to 15 cents per mile driven for maintenance. Note, make sure you bring a reliable mechanic to inspect whatever truck you plan to buy. Or, you know, You could always just buy a company that's already operating and bring your mechanic to value all of their trucks like this one. And it's just a picture of a business on BizBuySell. As for variable and fixed monthly cost, here's what he's working with and what you'll have to look at. Insurance, $12,000 to $30,000 a year per truck. Driver pay, about $1,500 a week times 52 weeks is about $78,000 a year. Fuel cost per truck, 2,500 miles a week at 5 miles a gallon at $5 a gallon. That's about $2,500 a week on gas for one truck. Maintenance and repairs, again, let's budget 10 to 15 cents per mile. Now, the goal with maintenance is to find someone who does wholesale. If you decide to become an owner-operator with an existing fleet, make sure they have their own shop. Now, keep in mind that most trucking businesses have monthly equipment payments. David paid cash for his truck, which is another reason why a power-only trucking business is so beautiful. Trucks without trailers are significantly cheaper than those with. Now, we cannot stress this next point enough when buying a truck. Do your own due diligence. Find a reliable mechanic to come with you when truck shopping, and be sure to ask for vehicle inspection, repair, and maintenance record. Now you have your assets. Let's get your first loads as a new trucking business. So you have your truck, you have your insurance, you have your permits, and you found a driver. And you've tucked away some money for maintenance. Now it's time to get some loads. Here's another video. Don't even put your mind there. Anyways, the bad news, many brokers don't work with operating authorities less than 90 days old. But the good news, here's a list of ones that will, plus what you need to know about them per Trucking Made Successful, which is a link. It's another insanely helpful YouTube channel. So here are the ones that'll work with you. TQL, Uber Freight, Convoy, Amazon Relay, Landstar, C.H. Robinson, and Knight Swift. Working with smaller brokers to get references that you can whip out at the drop of a Von Dutch hat is also a great way to break the two new ice. Just a heads up that most brokers don't consider TQL a reference because they're so big. Anyways, after 90 days of an active OA, most brokers will be happy to work with you. Now here's another secret, finding the power-only loads, the one was with the highest margins. David was kind enough to share his secret to finding power-only loads, again, the ones that don't require a trailer. Why? Because he knows most people won't put in the work to do it, but you are not most people. You are a scrappy, hardworking contrarian, keen on building cash-flowing businesses. So here's how he does it. When he is driving on the highway, he always keeps an eye out for trucks that have one company on the side of the truck, but another name or company on the trailer that it's pulling. That usually means it's a power-only load. David will make a note of it, do some detective work, then give them a call to see if they have any additional work. Do the same when reaching out to other shippers. Let them know you're interested in power-only loads. The next time they have one, you'll probably be the first person to come to mind. You never want to rely on just one route for your revenue because they can drop you for another trucking business in an instance. And remember, lastly, that context is key. We firmly believe anything is possible here at CT, and while we love a good story just as much as the next person, we also want to keep it real and set you up for success. Trucking is a very highly regulated, complex industry that can take years of experience to navigate successfully without getting your ass kicked. Every business, trucking included, will experience struggles. But look, if Lil Durk can break into this, then maybe you can too. Or go buy yourself a big load business already. I anticipate automation is coming this way, but there's always opportunity in the change and the chaos. So keep it rolling. Love, Cody and the Contrarian theme. A little additional for you today, the not boring section. Online business is heyday. We talk a lot about brick and mortars here at Contrarian Thinking, but offline isn't the only space for acquisition. If you're interested in buying or expanding your online business, our favorite marketplace is Flippa. It just happens to be the place where our friend Ramon bought his first content business for $500 and scaled it to 8 figures. Now, speaking of online, okay, so maybe the first point intrigued you, but you're like, I don't know how to buy an online business. Well, you're in luck because we have a playbook for exactly how to do that, which you can find in the article. And lastly, up, up, and away. Okay, Jerome Powell, we see you. Yesterday, the Fed announced a rate hike of 0.75%, 75 basis points, the highest since 1994. We saw it coming, but are you prepared? And lastly, we have a new YouTube video that dropped just last night called We Raised $5 Million with One Email. That's right, $5 million in a week from one email. Coming from someone who's been raising money by running around like a headless chicken for the last 15 years, this blew my mind. If you want to see how we did it, check out the YouTube video in the article. Until next time, Contrarians, we will see you next week.